This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A Milwaukee Public Schools teacher hopes to be back at work today. That's after serving a one-day suspension without pay for what she says was informing her class's families about the school district's attempts at protecting against deportations under the Trump administration. Alondra Garcia teaches second grade at Allen Field Elementary on Milwaukee's Near South Side. It's one of the city's oldest English-Spanish bilingual schools. Garcia read to news reporters yesterday a text she sent in November to the families of her students. In part of the message, Garcia says she was able to gather resources to share in case the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, conducts raids at MPS.
My plan is to send those resources home with your child so that they are prepared. You are prepared. Please send me a message directly if you are interested in this information to be able to print the necessary resources. If you want to talk to me more in depth, I am always available by text or call.
Garcia says given the political world right now, she wanted to be able to share the MPS Safe Haven Resolution passed 7 years ago, which designates all district sites as a safe haven for undocumented students and families. The resolution also says any ICE actions on school grounds will be opposed by all legal means available. Garcia says a parent complained to Allen Field's principal, Fritz Blandone, and she eventually received the one-day suspension for what Garcia says Blandone told her was violating employee rules of conduct. Garcia's situation led to a rally of about 75 supporters yesterday outside Allen Field Elementary. The rally included several chants, such as
money for housing and education,
not for jails and deportation,
money for housing and...
Christine Newman-Ortiz of the group Voces de la Frontera told the crowd that immigrant families need the information Garcia offered to provide.
They want it, it's their right to get it, and it shows a grave disconnect between a principal that is standing in the way.
A statement from MPS does not discuss Garcia, but it says MPS recognizes the uncertainty many of our families and staff may be experiencing as communications and tensions rise nationwide regarding immigration laws. During this time, MPS remains steadfast in its commitment to providing a safe and supportive learning environment for all of our students and staff. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.